Parashas Vo'era. Very important subject that I'd like to discuss tonight, which will relate first and foremost to the Geula of Mitzrayim, which begins in this week's Parasha, and then we'll see Be'ezat Hashem how this can relate to our day-to-day Avodas Hashem. Klal Yisrael are entrenched for over 200 years in Mitzrayim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's Parasha, in Pasuk Hey, I've heard the cries of Klal Yisrael. Remember we spoke last week about the tefillah, the special tefillah of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vo'ez koir es brisi. Vo'ez koir es brisi, and I remember the bris. I remember the bris. Which bris is being referred to? So Rashi says, of course, this refers to when I promised the Ovos. Oysay habris, ki bebris bein habasarim, omarti loy. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I said quite clearly to Avram Avinu, v'games hagoy asher ya'avoidu don onoichi. I promised Avram that yes, his descendants will go into Golos, but I also promised that they'll come out of Golos. And that's the bris, that's the covenant that I made with them, so this has to be fulfilled. This, of course, refers us back to Parshas Lech Lecha in the great event called the Bris Bein Habsarim, which we have to appreciate the importance of. This is really the future. This is the writing, the history of Klal Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu this is what's going to happen, this is our story being written. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram that your descendants are going to go into Golos, Ba'aretz Asher Lo Elohem. They will be subjugated, they'll be hard work, but they will be a geula, there will be a redemption. It's quite clear from many sources that Avram Avinu did not keep this a secret. He passed this on to his son Yitzchok, Yitzchok passed it on to his son Yaakov. This was not a secret. All the Avos HaKadoshim knew that this was going to be the route. And in fact, when Yaakov Avinu is coming down to Mitzrayim to visit his son Yosef, he realized that this is the beginning of Golos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him in a dream and says, Al tiro, do not be afraid. What does it mean, don't be afraid? And the Beis HaLevi explains, because Yaakov knew full well, this is it. We're now about to embark on the long-promised Golos. It's just, by the way, that he adds that if you note, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told the Avos which country they're going to end up in. All he said was, Ba'aretz Asher Lo Elohem, a land that's not theirs. The Beis HaLevi explains that when Yaakov's coming down to Mitzrayim, he's petrified. I didn't realize it's going to be Mitzrayim. Didn't realize it's going to be this bad. Tumas Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al tiro, do not be afraid, they will survive, I will take them out. There is, I think, an enormous question that can and must be asked on the whole inyan of the Bris Bein Habsarim. And it's a very simple question, and very often the simplest questions are the most important of them all. What was the purpose of the Bris Bein Habsarim? That's the question. For what purpose did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell the Avos? Avram Avinu, this is going to happen to your descendants. They're going to end up in Mitzrayim, and they're going to be terrible slave labor, and they're going to come out. Okay? How does that change our life? What do you want me to do? Why was that important that Avram Avinu, and as we mentioned, then Yitzhak, and then Yaakov, why did they need to know? Why were there, what was this promise all about? I promise that they will go into Golos, there'll be a Golos, but there'll be a Geula. And in our Pasha, the circle now comes to a completion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vo'ez koires bris. Yes, I remember that bris that was promised to the Avos HaKadoshim. I promised to take them out. I will take them out. So that's the question. For what purpose did he promise to take them out? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu inform the Avos of the Golos and the Geula? This is a very, very fundamental question, and we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, there's a fundamental answer as well. By way of introduction, I'd like to refer to a bracha, a tefillah that we say every single day. The bracha in davening of Al HaTzadikim, which is of course the bracha that refers to bitochen. As we talk about Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChasidim, the same chalkeinu imohim, we also want to have our chilek with them. V'lo inevo ishwai ki b'cho b'tochnu. We want to be b'teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, and that's how we finish off. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mishon u'mivtoch la'tzadikim. What do those words mean? Mishon u'mivtoch. Mivtoch is from the word batuach, security. Mishon is to lean on something. Shiftecha u'mishantecha, when you lean on something. So what's this double lashon? Mishon u'mivtoch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mishon and also the Mivtoch for tzaddikim. We need to know what this means. We say this every day in our lives, besides for Shabbos. So, the son of the Vilna Goyim was known as Rabbeinu Avraham ben Hagra, said the following pirush. Mivtoch refers to the Yeshua. The Yeshua, the salvation. Person has bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am confident, secure, I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He will bring me the salvation that I need. So what's the mission? What's mission? Says Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra, and I read the words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mivtoch LaTzadikim. He will bring the salvation. V'nosan she'elosom, and He will grant their request, but sometimes la'achar zman. It won't be immediate. You can daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring me a Yeshua. I need parnasa, I don't have parnasa. I need a refuah, I don't have health. Please bring me gashmias, please bring me ruchmias. And we don't obviously always see that our request is granted immediately. Koidom, says Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra, koidom yovoi she'elosom, before that request is granted, in other words, before the mivtoch arrives, there's a stage that goes prior to that. And what is that? Hu amishon lohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only the Mivtoch, not only will He eventually send that salvation, but until that happens, He is the Mishon. He gives you something to lean on, Sheloi ye'abdu bitchoinon boy, so that they shouldn't lose their bitochin in the interim. I see nothing's happening. There's a Mishon. You have a crutch to lean on. And he says, I'll give you an example. Like what happened in Mitzrayim. Before the final Geula, the Geula didn't happen from one second to the next. There was a whole parsha and parshas Va'era of the Eser Makos. Tremendous nisim. Says Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra, those nisim were in order sheyish'anu. Boy, the Kfal Yisrael had something to lean on until the Geula arrived. When the Geula arrives, that's called the Mivtoch. The salvation arrives. The Mishon is the stage that precedes it. I have something to lean on, and we'll explain this in a moment, until that happens. One example, another example, Achashverosh. Before the final salvation, we know there are many miracles. The downfall of Haman, the Gedula of Mordechai. What were those little nisim along the way? You could have finished the story of Megillas Esther without the whole Haman downfall and Gedula of Mordechai. Why is that necessary? That's the Mishon before the Mivtach. Says Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra, the So'ad Oysom Bebitchoinom. That assists their Bitochin before Sheyetsu, before they exit, Me'afelo Lo'oiro. Before they leave the darkness and enter light. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra is telling us a tremendous yisoid. When we daven every day for bitochin, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mivtoch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the salvation. Cannot come from any other address. But before that arrives, there's a stage called Mishon. Mishon means to lean. I lean on something before that Mivtoch arrives. Now what does this mean? What does this mean? Why do I need to lean on anything? I'll wait patiently until the Mivtoch, until the Yeshua arrives. What's the significance of this stage called the Mishon? So simply speaking, Perhaps one could explain in the following manner. We all know Yosef HaTzadik, we learn this in Parshas Vayeshev, in a tragic turn of events, sold by his brothers for a slave, separated from his father and his family, and is on his way down to Mitzrayim. And what does the famous pasuk say? That there were Arabs who took him to Mitzrayim and they had besomim in the wagons. So Rashi straight away says, well, why is that an important detail? So Rashi says the famous comment, Lohoidia, to tell you, Schoron shel tzadikim. Ein darkon shel aravim loses. Normally, Arabs don't carry this type of pleasant fragrance. To the contrary, only things that have an unpleasant fragrance. And over here, they had a very, very pleasant fragrance besomim. So of course, everybody asks, well, what type of compensation is that for Yosef HaTzadik? Separated from his family, it's all gloom and doom. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? But don't worry, this is a nice smell. So the Mefarshim explain, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and others, when a person is in a situation of choshech, then what can happen? He loses hope. I'm in a situation of yish. It doesn't seem to me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you a reminder. The besomim were not there as a compensation in any way. Rather, it was sent as a ha'oras ponim, as a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am with you. It might not look like it, but I am with you. And I'm going to show it to you in a nes. That the Arabs should be carrying besomim is a miracle. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrating events, that before, Emet Hashem, the Geula can come, that just hang on in there, I'm with you. It's a chizuk. It's a chizuk for this person who's going through choshech. So l'choira, one could explain, but that's what Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra means as well. Before the miftach arrives, but what do I do until that stage? I'm waiting for my big Yeshua, a month, half a year, 3 years, and I don't see that things are moving ahead. So eventually I might just give up. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned me after all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends me the mishon. The mishon are these besomim. That doesn't save me. That doesn't bring about my niftach. But that's just a chizuk. An encouragement. Just don't give up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you after all. That's the mishon. That's what I lean on until the miftach. That's how one could understand this principle of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra. Now, the story is told, it's a very important story, that somebody came to the great Hasidic Rebbe, the Ruzina Rebbe, and he was in a difficult situation and he needed a bracha. He needed a Yeshua. So he goes into the Rebbe and he pours out his heart, and the Rebbe says to him, the Eibishter vet helfen. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help, everything will be okay. Oh, he's delighted, he's over the moon. He comes out from the Rebbe's room. And the Gabbai of the Rebbe, who actually happens to be the son of the Rebbe, who himself one day became a great Rebbe himself, says to this person, Nu, und was hat der Rebbe gesagt? What did the Rebbe say? He said, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe said, everything will be fine. Hashem Yazor, the Eibishter vet helfen. So the son says, no, that's not good enough, go back in. How could it be better than that? The Rebbe said. The Rebbe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. So the son said to the Shoyel, he said, go back into the Rebbe and ask him, but what will happen until Hashem will help? You said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu vet helfen. So what do I do until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help? So he went into the Rebbe and said, I was resent back into the Rebbe. The Rebbe gave me a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yazor, the Eibishter vet help and he'll help. But what's going to happen until HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps? So the Rebbe said, the Eibishter vet helfen biz the Eibishter vet helfen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. End of the story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. Now I heard, and subsequently I read, that Rav Shach, Zichrona Lebracha, when he heard this story, he was very taken, And he said, it's a wonderful story, but in fact, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. And the interesting thing is, years later, I actually saw in a sefer this story was brought, and there it says that the Rebbe himself pointed to this pasuk. It wasn't Rashach's addition to the story, this was the story. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Where's the pasuk in the Torah? Because in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov Avinu has his epic dream, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him that you will have Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael will be numerous, v'hini anochi imoch, and I'm going to be with you, u'shmarticha b'chol asher teilech, and I'm going to guard you. What a wonderful dream. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu finish off? Ki loy e'ezovcho, and I will not abandon you, ad, until asher imosisi, I won't abandon you until I do what I've promised, said the Rebbe. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. There are tremendous promises here to Yaakov Avinu, but they didn't take effect immediately. Your descendants will be numerous. They will have Eretz Yisrael. When? Not tomorro morning, in hundreds of years' time. But loy e'ezovcha. I'm not going to abandon you until that happens, says the Rebbe. Or Rav Shach's interpretation of what the Rebbe was saying, the Eibishter vet helfen, biz the Eibishter vet helfen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. Lich Oira, that's once again the besomim of Yosef HaTzadik. That means the Rebbe wasn't promising there's going to be a Yeshua tomorrow morning. There'll be a Mivtach. So he was sent back in to say, but what about the Mishon before the Mivtach? Okay, you're right, that's another bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, you'll have your besomim until the Yeshua arrives. You'll have your mishan before the Mivtach. And again, how are we understanding it at this stage? It's a chizuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just sending us a reminder, I'm with you. Don't give up. I have not abandoned you. Even though it may look that way, and for all the world, Yosef HaTzadik is going down to Mitzrayim and it looks completely bleak, you got your besomim. Not as a compensation, just as a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, the mishon before the Mivtach. But I think, Meirav Rabbeisa, and this is really what I want to share with you, that actually there's more of an oimek. This principle can, and I think must be understood in greater depth. The mishon before the Mivtach, the besomim, is not just an act of chizuk. It's not, don't worry, I'm still here with you. It's actually much more profound than that. And this is what I'd like to share with you. There are many, many, many sources in Chazal. I'll read you just one or two. A medrash in Parshas Beshalach which says, Loi nigalu, the redemption of Mitzrayim. Loi nigalu avoseinu mitzrayim, elo bizvichus emunah. In the Zechus of the Emunah. There's a Rabbeinu Bachai, Bezechus HaBitochayim Nigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim. This is a big Yisrael. What was Klal Yisrael's ticket out of Mitzrayim? Emunah and Bitochayim in the Rabbeinu Shabbeinu. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu in our parasha, we all know the four Lashonos of Geula, Lokachti, Vahitzesi, Vegoalti, etc. So it says in the Pasuk, V'yedatem, and you shall know. You shall know that I am Hashem Elokeichem HaMoitzi Eschem Mitachas Tivlois Mitzrayim. Says this Sfaranu phenomenal words. This Sfaranu says, do you know what it means, V'yedatem? It doesn't mean you shall know, you shall have knowledge. Hisboinenu. Hisboinenu means think carefully that all of this yis'amis. Yis'amis means it will be realized. Because Baruch Hu is promising a promise. Think carefully. Feel with every fiber of your being that this will be. In other words, have bitochin, that this will actually happen. And then he says, Ka'asher tisboinenu b'kol zeh. Because when you really think about it, and you feel, and you believe, and you trust in Hashem, then you will be ru'uyim. Then finally you will be worthy of having the geula. So the Sforno is telling us the principle over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael that I'm going to take you out. Why do you have to tell them? Just take them out. No. I'm telling you, in order that you should be misboinein, think about it, believe it, trust in it, and then you will be ro'u. But without it, you can't come out. It's not a free lunch. With emuna and bitachin in the geula, there can be a geula. Without emuna and bitachin in the geula, there cannot be a geula. And this principle is discussed at length, and this is really what I wanted to share with you in a tremendous piece written by the great Mira Mashkiach Rabbi Yerucham, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rabbi Yerucham Levovitz in his Sefer Das Chochmo Musa, Chele Gimel Maimer Aleph. And he says as follows, and I want to read some of the words because they're so precious. Zu hi midosai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is one of the ways, one of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Lahavtiach, he promises, but immediately, lo yilakayim, but it's not fulfilled. Deliberately. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Ubamidazu hisnahig im ha'ovis. And this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducted himself with the Ovis HaKadoshim. Meaning, we're coming back, Rabbi Yisai, to our original question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, this is what's going to happen. But it doesn't happen yet. Doesn't happen yet. They don't see any results at the moment. Why? The Ovis did not see a fulfillment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promises. So why tell them the promise then? Lohovin, in order to understand, ki hachefetz v'hatachlis, the whole desire and purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of promising is in order lahamin b'haftachosei. Do you know why I'm promising this to you? Because I want to see if you trust the promise. And if you trust the promise, then the promise can be realized. That's why I'm promising it to you. The lemeidin mizeh, he says, and we learn from this ikar godoil banhogas Hashem. We learn from these parashiyos, says Rabbi Yerucham, a tremendous lesson, an understanding in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with us Klal Yisrael. Ki reishis kol, first comes lavtiach, the promise, but v'lo yaseh, not more than that. So what's the purpose? Why would you promise something but not plan on actually realizing that immediately? The hamachuvan mizeh, do you know what the purpose is? In order that the one who's being promised, yamin bozeh emuna shleima. I have emuna that the promise will be realized. The zu yesibo, and that emuna that the promise will be realized is in fact the reason why the promise will be realized. If you don't have emuna that the Yeshua will come, but the Yeshua will not come. This is a life-changing lesson of Rabbi Yerucham. If you don't have emunah that the Yeshua will come, it will not come. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, but for the moment, as it were, puts it on hold. In order for you, in the interim, to work on your emunah and bitachon that the promise will come to fruition, and indeed, in the zechus of believing it will come into fruition, it will come into fruition. Because if you don't believe it, then indeed it won't happen. Says Rabbi Yerucham, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Ovis, the Bris Bein Absarim. This was our original question. What was the purpose of the Bris Bein Absarim? Klal Yisrael are going to go to Golos. But the good news is they're going to come out. Okay, so what should I do? Says Rabbi Yerucham, because the Ovos he'eminu boy, ubotchu al zeh bebitochein gomur. They believed, they trusted, they relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolutely. Vezeh hoyo hazuchus. That was the merit with which Zachinu Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why did he present the promise? In order that they should be boteach in the promise. And that way the promise will come to fruition. It's a phenomenal yesoid. He quotes his Rebbe, the Alter from Kel, in Parsha Shemois. Moshe of Aaron on the way to Paroi, but before they stop, go to Paroi, they first go to Klal Yisrael and they produce the miracles. And what does it say there? Vaya'amein ha'om. And they believed. So the Alter from Kerem says, shouldn't the order have been switched? I would have thought it's far more sensible, instead of raising the hopes of Klal Yisrael, you know, we're on the way to Paroi, and there might be good news on the horizon. Why would you want to raise their hopes? First go to Paroi. Convince him, request from him that he should release Klal Yisrael, and if he acquiesces, then come back to Klal Yisrael and say, Meir HaRabbeisa, there's good news. Why do you have to tell them in advance that this is what's going to happen? Says the Alter from Kelm, it had to come first. Because if they don't believe that the Yeshua will come, then there's no point going to Paroi, because then Yeshua will not come. So they produce the miracles, Vaya'amin Ha'om. They believe, now the Yeshua can happen. Now we'll go to Paroi. But we cannot go to Paroi until we've heard that precious Vaya'amin Ha'om. And he concludes, Rabbi Yerucham, with phenomenal words. And he says, we have to know, Ki loy yitochein lo odom. It's not possible for a person, lizkois b'shum dovo. You cannot merit anything in life unless acharei habitochein. Bitochein is the key to everything. Zehu midosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's no bitochein, there's no Yeshua. If there is bitochein, there could be a Yeshua. I don't think he could have emphasized it any more than that. Mitchila, what comes first? The bitochin, lahabticha v'sheyamin. Acharkach, and then yitzkayim hadova, then the inyan can be fulfilled. V'zehu inyan seder geulas Mitzrayim. So in two or three paragraphs, he has explained to us the whole of the Bris Ben Absarim, Lech Lecha Vayera, Shemais Vayera, Boi V'Shalach. The whole story now takes on a picture. There was a Bris Ben Absarim, there was a promise. But what was the purpose? Nothing was fulfilled. Yeah, that was the purpose. That nothing should be fulfilled for the moment. Let's now see if the Ovos have Emuna. Let's see if Klal Yisrael have Emuna. If they do, Emuna in the promise, they believe and they trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the promise will be realized, then the promise can be realized. There's a way to explain it very briefly. This is a principle that we discussed in previous weeks, that when you're boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you're in fact doing is you are connecting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those connected more closely to the Ribbono Shel Olam are zeicha to miracles. The more you disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you attach yourself to the world of nature, the more you are less of a clay kibble to be makabel nesim. You want to run a life detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's fine, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with me. But it works, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. You want to connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will connect yourself to you as well. If you're Beiteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be Zeicha to the Yeshua. I'll call upon you by Eifan. So we have learned, first and foremost, what this whole principle was. But Ed's career is brisi. I remember the bris. But why did I make the bris? What was the purpose of this whole promise? The purpose of the promise was that they should believe in the promise. Because if you believe in the promise, then the promise can in fact be fulfilled. And I think therefore, that if we come back now to Rabbeinu Avraham ben Hagro, the mission before the Mivtach. What did Rabbeinu Avraham ben Hagro say? Kodesh Baruch Hu sends the Yeshua, there's the Mivtach. But until you get there, there's the mission. So we said that simply speaking, what's the mission? The Besamim of Yosef. This little chizuk. Don't worry, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm still here with you, don't give up. But according to what we're explaining now, it's much more deep than that. It's not just a chizuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't give up. It's much more. Don't give up, because if you give up, then there won't be a mitzvah. If you give up and you don't have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, then the Yeshua can't come about. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Mishon before the Miftach, not just to encourage him and don't worry, you're not abandoned, Hashem is with you. It's far more important than that. If you don't genuinely feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with you and that the Yeshua can come about, then the Yeshua won't come about. That's the Mishon before the Miftach. And that precisely is what the Besomim of Yosef HaTzadik is all about. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Besomim to Yosef, why is he sending Besomim? It's not just as an act of encouragement, you're probably feeling so down, I'm here to lift up your spirits. It's much more than that. Yosef HaTzadik, things look very bleak. And it feels, maybe on the surface, like Chas v'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned you, and you don't see light at the end of the tunnel, and you don't believe there'll be a Yeshua. Oh, you're running a big risk. Because if you don't believe there'll be a Yeshua, then there won't be a Yeshua. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Besomim, not just as an act of encouragement, but rather, in order to be mechazik his bitochen, that there'll be a Yeshua. Well, then there could be a Yeshua. And if you look in the words of Rabbi Avraham ben Agra, I'm really not saying any chiddush at all. He mamash says it mufurish. Before the request is realized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a mishon. Why? Shelo yoivdu bitochein boy, so that they shouldn't lose their bitochein. Not, he doesn't say that he sends the mishon to be a little act of encouragement, a feel-good factor. He says in Mufurish, V'so'ad oisom bebitchoinom. It's in order to assist us in our bitochin. And that, therefore, I believe, is the real depth of the story with the Rebbe. When the Rebbe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. Yeah, but what will be until that stage? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. There's another way of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send the mishon before the miftach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look after you so that you shouldn't lose your bitachon. Because if you do, then you won't have a Yeshua. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you a little nice feel-good fact that don't worry, I'm still with you. It's much more omic than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. Until that Yeshua arrives, until the Miftach comes along, there'll be the Mishon, something for me to lean on, to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with me. What's the purpose of that? Because then I still have Bitochen. Ah, you have Bitochen? Then Yeshua can come along. This, as I mentioned, is a phenomenal Yesod of Rabbi Yerucham, not just in the Seder Geulas of Mitzrayim, but also in our day-to-day lives. Because every person, without exception, is davening, is hoping for his miftach. All of us need our miftach. And the question is, but what do we do until that miftach arrives? And the answer is, we clutch on tightly to the mishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us the summit. We daven every day. V'sim chalkeinu imoim loylo. Please help us with our bitachin. What does that mean, help us with our bitachin? Hakol min hashamayim chutz miyir hashamayim. If you want to be b'teach Hashem, be b'teach Hashem. What do you mean, please help us with our bitachin? Do you know what we're really davening for? Kadosh Baruch Hu, please send us that mishon. Because sometimes it's hard for me to be b'teach. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I've been davening, I've been doing mitzvahs, I've been accruing zechuyos, and I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. When's this Yeshua going to come about? I don't see it, I don't feel it. My bitachin might, chas v'shalom, be weakened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me be b'teach by sending me those besomim. Because when you send me those besomim, oh, that's the reminder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. So I still have bitachon that the Yeshua will come, and that it indeed can come. Our job, Rabbi Yisrael, is just to make sure that we smell those besomim. Because sometimes those besomim are sent, and we're not smelling them. I'm waiting for my Yeshua. Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me a sign. I've showed you signs day in and day out. You have a wife, you have a family, or you have a house, or you have your health. Not everybody has this, not everybody has that, but you have, that is your besomim. So we're being sent besomim. Our job is to smell that besomim. When we smell that besomim, that's the mishon before the miftach. That's not just a chizuk ba'alma. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu assisting us with our bitochen. If we are assisted with our bitochen, then indeed we have the mishon, then we can have the miftoch, and that way we will all see Be'ezus Hashem, our Yeshuas.